The day we celebrate is something that's not really on the church's calendar. It's on our civic calendar, this observance of Thanksgiving Day. It's not, you know, like, for example, if you go to other countries, some other countries have days like this. I know Canada has a Thanksgiving Day. I think it's at the beginning of November, though, or something like that. Some countries don't have something like this at all. And yet we do, there's provision for it to be observed in the church, and of course it's very, very fitting that it would be. Thanksgiving, you know, this is where the sort of the nerd sort of person who's interested in grammar kind of comes out in me, is, you know, the verb to thank is a transitive verb. It has an object. You can't just thank in the abstract. You have to thank someone, you know? And so there's this implication of, of someone to thank in this day that is in our civic calendar. And of course, we know who that person is God. Thanksgiving is one of the essential forms of prayer. The very essential forms of prayer. It's something that we ought to have in our prayer every single day. You should never go to bed at night without having... I always think at night it's good to have an examination of conscience for the sins we may have committed or that we have committed. But also an examination of thanksgiving. You know, it's very rude not to say thank you when you've received wonderful gifts and blessings. And we receive wonderful gifts and blessings from God every single day, every single minute. And to sort of feel, you know, to sort of take that for granted, or, you know, a word that's kind of out there these days is like this, to sort of feel entitled to all this is sort of the worst sort of pride and self-absorption, which is, you know, that is the great struggle of the spiritual life, is to overcome pride and being self-absorbed. And Thanksgiving is one of the great antidotes to that. It's also one of the great antidotes to being discouraged or down in the dumps or something like that. Because what happens is a lot of times, people are talking about that a lot these days, aren't they? You know, about being sort of discouraged or fatigued or this or that or the other with the pandemic, with the state of our, you know, civic discourse or lack thereof, just all kinds of things, and the failure we see in so many of the institutions around us and this sort of thing. Sometimes people get sort of discouraged by that, and that's one of the big tools of the devil. Next to lies, discouragement, I think, is the second biggest tool of the devil. And this is why Thanksgiving works so well as an antidote to that. Because very often, what we might be feeling discouragement about, or we might be feeling sort of depressed about, or something like that, is not something that's not true. It very likely is true. But it's only part of the truth. And that's what happens when we get down or depressed. It's similar, like with the thing of the not giving thanks for the blessings that we have. It means that we're looking like this too much, maybe even too much down into our own belly button, but certainly down at whatever it is that's got our attention that's sort of bad or discouraging to us. And we see it and we focus in on that, almost like an old mule with blinders on, you know? And that's all we're seeing. And it's true, and it gets us depressed because we're not looking at anything. And what Thanksgiving does, because it's a transitive verb and has to have an object, you have to look somewhere else, and you have to lift your head up, and you have to look up to God and say, thank you. And when you do that, you stop looking down, and your blinders open up, and you realize, oh my gosh, yeah, that bad stuff is there, but look at all of the grandeur and beauty and glory of God's goodness. You see, it brings us back into reality, in the totality of reality. You know, that's what we are as Catholics. That's what the word Catholic means, is whole, entire. You know, Not a partial thing. That's what heresy is. Heresy means to pick and choose. But Catholic means the whole thing. And we have to see all of the wonder and glory of God's majesty and goodness. And when we do that, that always is going to lift our hearts. If you stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about God, that's always going to be an improvement, 100% of the time. And that's why that Thanksgiving is such a wonderful antidote, you know, to the maybe some of the things that a lot of people are feeling right now. It doesn't mean that those discouraging things aren't there. They're still there, yeah. And we have to deal with them. But we realize that we're dealing with them not like exclusively, you know, that's the only thing I'm dealing with, you know, but I'm dealing with them in the context of being beloved by God. You know, we come here to Mass, the Eucharist, the word Eucharist in Greek means Thanksgiving. That's what it means in Greek. And so we come here, and so it's real easy to do that when we come to Mass, right? To know that Jesus is here. He's here present in the tabernacle. We've got that candle to remind us of it. You know, when you come up for Holy Communion, the body of Christ, amen. But he's always with you. As a matter of fact, if you're in the state of grace, he's in you, living there. And so often, we're just oblivious to him. But when we remember, that's why remembering is so important. It's another important thing of the spiritual life is remembering. That's another part of the Mass, too, a word for the... But is remembering him, then it changes everything. That he is with us. You know, that wonderful prophecy that the prophet Isaiah gave. And his name will be Emmanuel. God is with us. And so we remember that. The perfect model for the living a life of thanksgiving for us is the perfect model of everything else in this Christian life is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's why I love today the beautiful gospel we had of the Magnificat. It's interesting, this is at the Visitation, which follows the Annunciation. It's so interesting how Mary, having received this news from God that she was to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mother of God, what does she do? Does she turn inward? No. Immediately, when she hears about that Elizabeth, her cousin, has conceived, you know, baby John the Baptist, who's older, she makes off in haste to go and help her. And when she gets there, and after they've had this wonderful exchange and greeting, and the little babies have jumped in, you know, and they've greeted each other too, and all this sort of thing, then Mary sings this beautiful hymn of praise and thanksgiving. The Magnificat is what it's, you know, how we call it. It's the first word of it in Latin. And it's you know, I've been telling you lately about the last direct words of quotation we have from the Blessed Mother in the Bible are do whatever he tells you. Well, this is the longest thing she ever says that we have in her own words is the Magnificat. And how appropriate it is that it is a hymn of praise and glory to God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. If you will say that every day, if you will say that every day, you will grow so much spiritually. That's why the church puts it on our lips at evening prayer every day. Those of us who pray the Liturgy of the Hours, but not a day goes by that you don't say that. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the lowliness of his servant. And then goes on to praise the goodness and glory of God. So I cannot recommend the prayer of thanksgiving to you more highly. You know, in just the natural order, we have so much to be grateful for, you know, to God and to many other people who have provided the blessings that we have. Sure, we may be going through some rough times in some ways right now, but again, on the whole, the balance is way in our favor. But even more in the supernatural realm, that you are children of God, and heirs of the kingdom of heaven. And me too. Isn't that something? And so let us proclaim the greatness of the Lord with our Blessed Mother and rejoice in God our Savior that He has looked upon us, His lowly servants, with such great favor.